Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was paying attention here lately to what the Bras for the Cause folks were doing. One of the things that they did and that they raised money for this year was for vein finders for the Hunt Regional system. And this had to do with people who have cancer and are going to see the doctor, and this apparently would make their visits much more pleasant and make the doctor's job easier.
Yes, and actually we do have a vein finder in Commerce in Quinlan Emergency Medical Center as well. We have one in the emergency department in Greenville and the cancer center. This is a mobile ultrasound machine that can help the nurse identify what would be the best vein to access when people are being treated for cancer or any other chronic illness. They have received many numerous sticks. They've had lab draws, IV fluids, certain medications that damage their veins. And so they are a much more difficult stick. And this actually helps us prevent numerous sticks to the patient, helps make sure that you have a good, safe vein to administer medication, and certainly hopes to cut down on the discomfort for the patient. Mm-hmm. These are good for use with people who are who do, again, have chronic illnesses, people who are sometimes have small veins. These are good if you have patients who are have thick vein, thick skin, difficult to see or palpate, feel the vein, or heavy set patients. That is very beneficial with them as well. Mm-hmm. So children, pediatric patients, we all know what their little hands look like when they have those little fat pads. Well, if you're the nurse having to start the IV, it's a great amount of stress for the patient, the nurse, and the parent. So these have been very helpful in these situations.
What does a vein finder look like? Is it a small device? Or
it's not. It's actually it looks a little robotic. It's on a rolling stand, and it has an arm that folds out, and it has an ultrasound tip on the end of it, and it's a flat screen. So the nurse will look at the area that she is he or she is planning on using, and there will be a red light that actually will identify the vein and help you look for valves, turns in the vein that you can't tell mm-hmm. from outside of the skin.
Yeah.
And so it's a pretty neat thing. It's very futuristic looking, I guess.
Yeah, we're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan.
We appreciate receiving these, and they are not inexpensive, let's say, but the comfort and support that they provide to the patient is invaluable.
Mm-hmm. Any idea how much they do cost?
About $16,000, I believe.
Is that right? That is a lot of money. My goodness.
And
again,
it is.
Again, as we mentioned, the Bras for the Cause folks were specifically buying. I don't know if it was one or more, and may have depended on how much they raised, but they were going to buy at least one for the hospital district.
The foundation, which receives its funding from a big portion from the Bras for the Cause, did purchase, I believe, the one in Quinlan, and the volunteers that we have at our facility in Commerce have been so helpful to us. They purchased the one in Commerce, I believe.
I see. And don't have a lot of time remaining, but October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've all been made more conscious of that by the pink ribbons and pink socks on football players and so forth. But guess we're making progress, but not enough progress, huh?
Well, it's thought that about 65% of females in Hunt County do not get yearly mammograms. So as a hospital district, we would love to address that. They have made some financial arrangements for people without insurance, and there is you can get a mammogram with a complete radiology read for a flat fee of $100. We now have the Tubby Atkinson mobile mammography coach, and that goes around to different areas in the county, and they will do these tests for you. And so if you have a financial need, and there's also some avenues for that, and you're welcome to contact the hospital or Janie's Closet, which specifically works with breast cancer patients.
Mm-hmm. So if someone would like to do that, but they're concerned about the cost, that they get in contact with the hospital.
Yes, we have funds available to help with people who don't have resources.
Okay, good, good. Kim, thanks for talking to us over the telephone line, kind of having a cup of coffee over the phone line with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Kim Sines is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce, Quinlan. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.